This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggs.
With Mully and Haw.
Biggs time.
The Biggs Report.
With Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggs.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the score. Brad Biggs is the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor to the station and a valued friend. He joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Big Z!
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, the Bears have a big game this weekend. Let's not kid ourselves. Well,
yeah, the dress rehearsal.
Let's kid ourselves.
It wasn't too long ago the starters would play into the third quarter in that game. So you'd be talking about, you know, 30 to 35 snaps, depending on the pace of the game and that type of thing. But, you know, listen, they want to have their roster as absolutely as healthy as possible, and they've headed a different direction. And when you see some of these frontline players suffering injuries for other teams, and you realize that the Bears suffered their injuries in preseason of their own in the past, it's tough to argue with it.
I think you make a good point in the Tribune this morning, Brad, when you talk about how one of the unintended consequences of not playing your starters in preseason is the running game that we don't know a whole lot about is going to be under wraps. The flip side of that is the running game that you don't know much about is under wraps, and you don't know how well it's going to work together. And you'd like to see that against live competition before you go into the season against the Packers, certainly, because even more as much as the chemistry you want with your quarterback and your receivers, the connection between the running game and the running backs and the offensive line is important too.
Yeah, a lot of timing there. And I think especially when a rookie's involved like David Montgomery, you're going to have some, I don't know if I'd call them questions, but things you want to see. Does he press the hole when he needs to? When it doesn't look like there's a lot there, he's got to keep going in order for that bounce back lane to open up. And those are some things that rookies will struggle with at times. They'll sort of abandon the path or the plan a little bit. And so we've got to see that from him. Veterans will have the savvy, and you know that's what they are referring to when most of the time when they talk about patience with the running back and a running back that has good patience. So we've got to see that from him. Not that 20 carries in the preseason would eliminate any issues with that whatsoever, but you'd get a little bit of a feel or an understanding for it. So I think they're going to be a ton better on the ground this year, to the point that I think they'll be more committed to the ground. You know, Nagy appeared bored at times last year with the running game, and it wasn't as effective as it needed to be. I remember in December last season, when he was asked about the ground game, he said that they were trying to massage their identity with it. So it was sort of a full season work in progress that they never got real comfortable with. Now he's got handpicked running backs at that position, and so I think it's going to be much different and much better. Their rushing statistics from last year were propped up by the quarterback. Okay, Trubisky got the fifth most yards of any quarterback in the league on the ground, and he was third in terms of yards per carry. He was 6.2 yards a carry, guys. And so all their team statistics for rushing were really kind of pushed up by him. I think with Montgomery and Davis and Cohen, it's going to be a much different look running the football.
Hopefully Cohen gets more than four touches.
Well, and but he's also said that
ouch,
they had given Cohen a little too much. I think Cohen's rushing totals are going down. I think he was at, I believe he was at 99 the last 2 years, or right around there. I could see the number of carries he gets dropping a little bit, especially with Montgomery and Davis in the mix. And if they mess around somewhat with Cordarrelle Patterson, lining him up in the backfield. Cordarrelle Patterson, Mully had him on, or you guys had him on earlier, where he talked about having twice as many rushes as he did receptions a year ago with the Patriots.
Yeah.
And because he's never really...
He didn't even realize it. That's the first time he said he had more carries.
Really?
Yeah, he was surprised to find out that.
Well, he's never really clicked.
Yep.
As a receiver since he came in the league, I think he's not a great route runner, obviously, and so that has a good deal to do with it. But the ground game, I think, is going to look totally different, and I think the coach is going to be more interested in it. Because Andy Reid has had a dynamic running game, and there's a long list of running backs that have been a part of that going back to the beginning of his days in Philadelphia. Deuce Staley was a pretty darn good back for him. So I believe that there's a chance that's the biggest difference in this offense. All eyes are on Mitch and how he's going to improve.
Mm-hmm.
I think the running game could be by far the biggest improvement for this season.
This segment's brought to you by Miracle the Musical, inspired by the Chicago Cubs. Speaking of Mitch, Brad, I wrote in this morning's Tribune just about how the extreme polar opposite opinions on him. Either you love him or some people aren't buying it and you don't love him. And I think the trick is to find the middle ground. Essentially, I believe the Bears can be great if Mitch Trubisky merely is good this year. Do you agree or disagree?
Yeah, well, they won 12 games last year, and you certainly wouldn't describe his performance in 2018 as great, I don't believe. So if he's a little bit better, yeah, no question. With the ground game making the type of improvements that I believe it's going to, knowing that some of those other players on the offense, the wide receivers, should be a little bit better this season, I think they could be great with him being good. No question about it. Yeah, there's a lot of different opinions on him, and it's that way with a lot of young quarterbacks. Reality is he's being stacked up against those other two quarterbacks that came right after him in his draft class, and he's behind them to this point in terms of passing production and passing statistics, and that's the one reason why some people are down on him a little bit. But I've said it on this show at the start of camp and earlier this year, by the end of this season, I think we'll have a very good idea of what the Bears have in now a 25-year-old quarterback.
It's going to be fascinating to see that development, because, again, I think the thing you got to remember when you're judging Mitch's development, everyone in that room is working to make him better. Every coach on the offense, every quarterback behind him, the whole goal of about 10 people in that room is to make Mitch as good as he can be. So that better work, right? I mean, it is so Mitch centric, it's beyond belief.
Yeah, well, just add up the number of quarterback coaches they have.
Yep.
How many are there? Three, four. So they're working with him, and that's been under wraps, obviously, in preseason as well. And we're going to get a good idea of where he's at probably by the end of the first month of the season. I thought one of the things that was frustrating when you were looking at kind of the information that was out there on Mitch last year was there was this rush to make for a referendum to be made on Mitch after every single game. And no, you can't judge a guy by one game. You've got to look at a larger body of work, and he's a guy that only started the one season when he was at North Carolina. So by the end of this year, we'll have a better idea. Not by the end of the Packer game, not by, you know, halftime of week three, but by the end of the year, we'll have a real clear indication, I think, of exactly what they have. And I think they'll know then, too. They feel like they know what they have in him, but they've got to see it in game action.
Quickly, before I let you go, Brad, any concern about Akeem Hicks missing practice with an oblique injury?
No, because Akeem was out there yesterday. Obviously, he's not going to play Saturday. They'll be off on Sunday. So he participated in practice yesterday, and now he's got basically 3 days of rest. The starters have been doing, you know, some conditioning drills and that type of thing in the pregame, but I'd expect to see him back out on the practice field on Monday, guys.
All righty, Bigsy. Thank you, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Brad.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend.
Enjoy Indy.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.